Because we're out of DVDs at home.
The wind that I heard when this happened, I haven't heard it since Sandra.
Oh, my. Isaac continues to upstage the Republican National Convention in Tampa, Florida. It's all about where is it going to land and who's going to be hit, and how about the anniversary of Katrina? So, of course, here we are at Storm Central, really watching the weather every moment possible. My phone just blows up with photos of where it's all headed and who's doing what to whom. And what actually happened is Monday was a dead day for the Republicans in Tampa, since everything was canceled and sandwiched in to a much more compact convention on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Some of the speeches that might have been fell by the wayside, like Donald Trump was supposed to make an appearance, so the Trumpster was ixnayed from the lineup. He still may show up for some of the cocktail parties, perhaps, or backroom meetings. I don't know. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So this is where we are, live from Tampa. Very happy to say, a little bit of a different day. Tropical storm, Isaac, that's what it was, in the Tampa Bay, St. Pete area, was lashing against the facility, my brother's house, where I was staying last night. And when I woke up, I'm telling you, I have never seen such wet, flooded grass in my entire life. But the people in Tampa will take that. The people at the convention will take that. It's the people we're concerned about in Mississippi, Alabama, and Louisiana. Isaac was forecast to strike land just about south of New Orleans early on Wednesday, maybe as a Cat 2 hurricane with winds up to 100 miles an hour. Now, you remember Lake Pontchartrain and the draining and the levees being reinforced. So much money was pumped into that, that you start to hit Cat 3, certainly Cat 4, I would be concerned. Cat 2, I think they could weather that, although some people aren't taking any chances. What a strange thing. It's been 7 years to the day after the deadly storm called Katrina left pretty much the Gulf Coast with massive anxiety, buildings crushed to the ground, people displaced, people killed as a result of that. So whenever you say the word hurricane and you mention Cat 2, Cat 3, Cat anything, people certainly take it serious, including the New Orleans mayor, Mitch Landrieu, who wasn't the mayor, as we know, by then. At that time, it was Ray Nagin. So the people in the low-lying coastal areas, not just in Louisiana, but from the Florida panhandle to the southeastern part of that state, were ordered to evacuate ahead of the storm surges, because that's what you get. You see what can happen ultimately, what kind of rain we're talking about, 16 inches of rain maybe, and you get a little jittery. The coincidences are very, very strange. You can't say for sure. You can look at these weather maps. You can handicap it 24 hours out. Look at the cone in the direction that it's going. But Isaac should be weaker than Katrina, because that hit Cat 3, 125. I remember it well. We were on the air. And the interesting thing is, and all of us know the story by now, we weren't so much talking about the hurricane. We were talking about the hurricane and not focused on the levees, because we know that ultimately was what the story was there. So in New Orleans, they're jittery, certainly. In Mississippi, they're jittery. Can't help it. It's the coincidence is very, very strange, because remember, Katrina, 1,800 people died because the protective levees, supposed protective levees around New Orleans, failed and flooded the city. The levees, though, now, $10 billion later, I've seen them myself. It's incredible what they've done there, the improvements. The pump stations have backup generators in case of any kind of electrical outage. So Isaac will have to really break through a lot of layers to do the kind of damage that Katrina did. So we're not thinking that's happening at all. Still, people concerned. Isaac, at this point, now mouth of the Mississippi, moving 10 miles an hour, slowing down a little bit. It's a track that brings it ashore Wednesday morning. and then it goes down river from New Orleans from there. We'll see what the winds are like, and we'll see as it goes along the way who gets battered. Tropical storm warnings as of now, just checking right even before we went on, eastward to Destin, Florida, westward from Morgan City, and on from there. Anybody who's been through a storm like Katrina, you know exactly what it's like. All right, speaking of storms, the storm is coming. Mitt Romney arriving in Tampa on Tuesday. When he arrives, the 2,200 delegates and others will be in and out of the convention center. They'll adopt Romney and Ryan, so to speak, the conservative flow of the message on Tuesday. It's go mean or go home. It's all about harsh. But could Romney blow it by being too harsh? We keep hearing he's got to have teeth. He's got to go after him. He's got to go after Obama. Is there such a thing as too mean at this point or not? In the convention center, an interesting thing that you see when you walk in, there's a digital clock, and it's ticking away the national debt. The emphasis, no surprise, on the economy, the future, how much the debt's going up, where are the jobs, all of that kind of theme. We know from the polls that we just talked about from over the weekend, the likability factor for Romney is going nowhere. Obama is kicking him in the gut when it comes to likability. So I was thinking about this today as somebody who likes to handicap once in a while some of the big horse races, as all of you know. If Romney, and this politics is like horse racing in some senses, if Romney at this point heading into the convention, do you think he's a long shot? Do you think he's the favorite? Do you think his odds are 2-1? Or do you think there's somewhere in the middle yet to be determined? And I'll tell you, you look at the polls, and it depends on what poll you read. A lot of people will have you believe that this guy's the favorite. Look at the map. The things are changing. Look at some of the big states that he could possibly get. And yet I'll just go down the dial and I'll hear what a factor Obama's incumbency is and how Romney is still a long shot. It's kind of like the hurricane. Is Isaac a long shot to be a Cat 3? Oh, boy, we hope so. We hope so. So, coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to talk more about it. What do you think? Is Romney a long shot, or is he somewhere in the middle? Is he the favorite? Do you think he's the favorite? Because that's what you're hearing in your neighborhood. What kind of odds would you give him already? Glass-Steagall, love that nickname, says from our chat crew, 5-4 odds. 5-4. So that means, you know, weighing the odds, pretty close. I think most people are going to say pretty close. I keep trying to pick the brains of the Democratic strategists who will be really honest with me, and they'll still say that Obama will win, but they'll tell me it's a lot closer than they had originally hoped for when they were putting this whole thing together. So the convention opens. We have the RNC chair next. What it sounded like here on APN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price and you could lose money, but it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Rain or battered by 100 mile an hour winds, but they got the Republicans in full force. The party truly starts on Tuesday. Mitt Romney, as I said, will fly in then. It's all about mean, getting down, getting nasty, getting to the core of everything. And can you be mean enough, or is there somehow a balance in between? Is this really a fair fight? And when you go up against an incumbent in politics, it's already tough because you got one hurdle, no matter who it is, that you have to overcome. Obama has his own hurdle when you talk about unemployment that's over 8%. Kate Delaney is always the captain of this ship. We navigate some interesting waters here at the convention. We're going to bring you all the sights and sounds, of course, coming up in our next show. Tons of different points of view and what the issues are and ultimately how in the grassroots level people are feeling across this nation. Of course, I have all of you, and I feel as though we really have a good sense of that. But we're going to talk to some more people, touch a few more people, and see what they're saying, those that have come out to the convention for various reasons, and hear what they have to say. Romney, at this point, it's a horse race, right? So where do you place his odds? Is he a long shot? Is he a long shot? If you look at some of the electoral maps that are floating around out there, he looks like a long shot. He looked like a big-time long shot a year ago, and he doesn't look quite. He looks like he's narrowed that gap a little bit. But is that reality or not? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. See, I give you the numbers, too. In case you're like me and you have to sit there and look for the letters and the numbers. Isn't that terrible? They should teach us that in school. So here's what it sounded like for 10 minutes anyway. Rents Priebus, he is the RNC chairman, opening things up and closing them down.
It is my privilege to proclaim the 2012 Republican National Convention in session and called to order. The 2012 Republican National Convention stands in recess, subject to the call of the chair.
And it was that easy. And you know what? There wasn't that many people there, just a couple hundred people. Normally, it'd be lively, there'd be thousands of people, but the call was, when it was voted on, to not go with the convention on that day. For fear of what could happen with Isaac, the call had to be made. You know, I'd say in this case, it's better to be safe rather than to be sorry. I heard Michael Steele on some show today where he was talking about, well, I don't remember my call, but he said you do have to give him credit because it might not have been what I would have done, but sometimes you got to be sensible about things, and when you see weather bearing down, you can't reverse course. So they couldn't reverse their minds. They couldn't change their minds when afterwards. It was too late, and I chuckled to myself at points in the day where it was sunny and thought, wow, even the kids in Tampa, school called off because of a little rain, but they didn't know. And this is a group that had just been through Debbie in June that had massive flooding, lots of problems, especially in Tampa. We had a lot of water that came over walls because of where the bridges are right there along the water line. So it could be a catastrophe, and certainly with all those people coming in. And we have our fingers crossed for the other parts of the nation now that are dealing with Isaac, and as that builds, ultimately what that's going to look like when it's said and done. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, I'm going to give the numbers again. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. A couple of things from the convention. You know, it's always about the security. What's the security like? And somebody tweeted me today, wait till you get down here on Tuesday. It's like the Gestapo. It's brutal. It takes so long to get through the lines. They're searching everything. It's so ridiculous, the things that they're allowing in and the things they aren't allowing in. And, you know, here's the deal. This is post-9/11. This is post-9/11. And when you have these credible threats that the FBI has received, even in a conversation with my pal at the Pentagon, who couldn't give me any specifics, but said, without a doubt, the phones are ringing off the hook. People are talking about and taking seriously what's happening. So how can they not? There was a guy with a machete in his backpack that tried to make his way into the convention center. Naturally, he was stopped. He tried to evade the police a little bit, but they were able to get him pretty easily. Now he's going to face charges for that, for what that was worth. You know, he got confused. He thought it was the Gasparilla Parade, and he was supposed to have a fake machete, not a real machete. So there have been demonstrations, but only a few hundred protesters or so, not giant crowds. You know, pretty much the convention was empty, but had high security around it, without a doubt, but pretty empty because of the fact of what you just heard there. Open and closed, there was nothing really going on except for setting up, really, by media people. There are 15,000 media. You have, you know, A to Z with television media and radio and newspapers, bloggers, whoever, crawling around all over the place. But they were pretty much, besides the workers, the ones that were crawling around. The police chief says that in Tampa, they spent a $50 million budget on boosting security. Restaurants, shops that are there on the streets of downtown Tampa, they're trying to take precautions too. I noticed this. There's been some plywood kind of around that there's, I guess, in case something happens. I understand, I didn't even think about this, but some people are taking out additional insurance. They did this ahead of time, you know, for fear that that they would have to use it because something would go wrong. Somebody would decide to have a protest and throw something through a window or whatever. So what's interesting is that you, there have been protests, but they've been peaceful. A couple hundred people or so here and there, but nothing huge. No, you know, not a thousand or not thousands of people. A few arrests and high, heavy security. It's, you know, the star of the show is partially is the security. The security is absolutely amazing. Let's go to Dave from the UK. Hello, David. How are you? Thanks for the call. What's
Hello,
up?
Okay. Can you... Hello?
Kate? I got you.
Good. Kate, actually, I'm Glass-Steagall, but when you mentioned the race for Republican, for the presidency, I mentioned that the odds were roughly 5 to 4 or 11 to 10 or something like that. But I didn't include the fact that he's strapped against the rail by Todd Akin. And if Todd Akin decides not to remove himself from the race, you got to wonder how much of a hindrance it's going to be for Romney and Ryan.
You know what? I don't know that it's going to be that much of a hindrance. I kind of initially when that happened, I wondered the same thing. But now talking to a bunch of people and even talking to some of these delegates who say, you'd be surprised. A lot of the delegates that I've met have said, oh, Akins, he's off the rails. And if he wants to go ahead and he wants to push forward, that's fine. But he doesn't really represent truly how a lot of people feel. And this shouldn't have even entered into it. But does it enter into the mind? It's not about the delegates who are already supporting, but does it enter into the mind of the people who are voting? Let's say the so-called undecided people. Dave, I think that Romney did a good job distancing himself from Akin. So I don't think so. I don't think he's going to be touched by Akin because of that. He's not the only one. I mean, every Republican in sight, pretty much, other than Mike Huckabee and a few others, they've ditched Akin. So leaving him alone to sweat it out, I think, shows that they pulled money. Karl Rove made sure that those PACs pulled $5 million away. I don't think it has an effect on his campaign, but it's a great question. Thanks for the call. You know, initially when that story broke, and there was so much about especially the words, all you have to do is see the words legitimate rape. You don't even know the whole context of the story, and you see, well, really, what's a legitimate rape? But what happens now and moving forward and the way everything comes at us so fast, trust me, there'll be another controversy that'll rear up, Dave. I'm just positive of it. Just positive. And I don't think Akin is going to affect Romney. I think it's going to be squarely on what people think. Romney Obama. So where does Romney sit in your eyes? Talking more politics next on ATN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EZArmor.com if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. EZ Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little EZ Armor costs, and I installed EZ Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EZArmor.com. That's the letters EZArmor.com. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EZArmor.com. Ultimate door security made easy.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Thanks so much to Don Wiskin and the crew. Support him, people. He is the man who has the message about heart attacks and plaque and horrible things that can end your life. That's why this roofer decided once he made the long walk to the hospital, he was going to make a change, and he created ExtendoVite. Thanks to ExtendoVite for sponsoring America Tonight and the Road to Tampa. Oh, you know how I feel about him. Go to heartdrop.com, and you can read his story. I'm telling you, if nothing else, you got to read the story. It's unreal how his family was ripped apart by heart problems. How do you lose your father, your brother, and then ultimately your mother? And you're also in that same situation. Four people with terrible heart problems, and he could barely, the times that he talked to me, he could barely talk about it. Go read his story. Plus, if you get some ExtendoVite, I've talked about this, my cholesterol numbers shot down, instead of blood pressure, stuff that we got to worry about now. Once you hit 28, and then you hit 30, and then you start to think, oh, I see. I got to be a little careful here. I'm looking around and seeing what's happened with relatives, and that's exactly what happened with me. So pay attention. Go to heartdrop.com. Plus, if you get ExtendoVite before the end of the month, free shipping, baby. Oh, it's like Amazon. I love it. I hate paying shipping. I hate paying it because it's such, you don't know what you're going to pay, right? I mean, for ExtendoVite, their shipping actually is pretty reasonable. But to not have any shipping is awesome because wherever you live, it usually somehow they're getting you coming or going, if you know what I mean. All right, speaking of getting you, the Republicans are hoping that you get them. The convention will be in full swing on Tuesday. A slew of big speakers, ultimately ending in Romney's acceptance speech, which will happen on Thursday. At this point, there are a lot of stories about the convention, of course, because this is what we do in America, and this is how we elect people. We have conventions, Democrats and the Republicans, and we talk about the issues, and we talk about who's there and who's making the speeches and who's passionate and what we think is going to happen. So heading into this, I was looking at, you know, I'm the poll princess, so I was looking at all the polls. Some people say, oh, this slants this way and that slants that way and whatever. I can say this for sure, as I'm talking about it's a horse race, and what do you think the odds are for Romney? Is he a long shot of favorite or somewhere in between? The latest poll that I've seen has this election, this presidential election, in a dead heat. A Washington Post ABC News survey of registered voters found Romney has leapt ahead of the incumbent, 47% to 46%. That's really not changed since early July. More than 8 in 10 voters give the economy poor marks, terrible marks. 50% say they trust Romney more to handle the economy, compared with 43% for Obama. A majority of the people that took part in this poll, for what it's worth, say they don't believe either candidate has what it takes to turn the struggling economy around, either one of them. A full 58% say they are not confident that the economy will improve if Obama wins a second term. 52% rather say a similar thing will happen with Romney. So Romney's made a little bit of gains in the last couple of weeks since he picked up Paul Ryan, as his running mate. He's made a difference there. And of course, the conversation centered around Medicare and health programs for retired people and that kind of stuff. We know where this is all headed. We know what's going to happen. Obama has a double-digit lead on social issues. Women like Obama, women do not like Romney, meaning in the polls it's showing that very few are up for Romney. And likability, he's getting pummeled. I started the show and I mentioned that. I said this a couple of times now. How do you can't change a person's personality, whether every single one of their friends say, oh, he's a great guy and he used to do this. You didn't know what he did in the Mormon church because he never plays it up. And he was this guy and he was giving and he was a lovely person and he tried to help other people, whatever. Doesn't matter. There's the middle class that's getting squeezed. And then there's the perceptions of who is the one to bail us out. Ultimately, which is a funny thing, and we all know it, in the back of our heads, somewhere in the back of your head, you know this, we have other people that are being elected on November 6th, talking about the legislative branch. So you have Congress people across the board, every single one of you who are Americans listening to the show, because thank you, we've got a wide audience in Japan, in the UK, in Australia, in Venezuela. A lot of you send me notes, and it's terrific. I love it. They're watching what's going on in America. But, you know, we at this point, we have this vested interest in the middle class and watching. It's like an accordion, but it's not expanding. It's not in and out. So, in other words, we're just getting squeezed down. The person that convinces the most that the middle class, that they can help bail out the middle class, is the winner of this thing, no matter how we handicap this. But it's the legislative people, as I was mentioning, where you have everybody in the House, all the seats are up, and you have a chunk of the Senate. Those are the people that make the laws. Those are the people that are talking about the issues. Well, we wish they're talking about reaction to things that are happening, but they're the ones that make the laws. Yes, the president is the leader of the free world, has the power of the pen, has the power of persuasion, holds the highest seat that you can possibly hold in American politics. But we can't forget there's a reason why we have three branches of government. Well, we've seen it with some Supreme Court decisions and what's happened. Citizens United and Obamacare. They're two big ones in, 2003 on. Two huge decisions by the Supreme Court. But the legislative people can't be left out of conversations about politics, because these are the people that are representing you. We the people, it's you. But yes, of course, we are focused, a lot of us are focused on the presidential race, and for good reason, of course. It's still the leader of the free world, still has the veto power, no question, still has sway, still is a representative of the United States. I'm not saying that the executive branch doesn't hold a definite power card. They absolutely do. So when the Republican convention begins in Tampa, the conversation is going to be the same conversation we've heard along the way. What's going to happen with our deficit? What's going to happen to all of us in our wallets when Obamacare kicks all the way in? All of that stuff is going to be played up. And then ultimately, how the middle class is doing and who doesn't have a job. You know, look around. How many people in your circle are struggling? How many people don't have jobs? How many people are going back to school? How many people are getting retrained, doing whatever they can to get out of the funk, to figure out a way to make a living? You know, this is the same old thing. We've been banging this over and over, this drum, banging it, banging it, banging it. And, you know, I believe that people want opportunity. Give them the opportunity. Don't let them sit. People need to feel. I went off on this soapbox thing the other day, and I really believe it. People need to feel like they have a place to go. They need to work. They need to feel that. And if they're going to get anywhere, or whatever they're digging themselves out of, without a doubt, it has to center around some place where they're pulling in some kind of money, whatever it is, just something. That's the start of it. That's why it's so hard for people who are, you know, unemployment gets extended, 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 and it's necessary for a lot of people who have pounded the pavement and can't find anything, and they're in a tricky demographic. But then on the other hand, what you also have happen is confidence erodes. I mean, it is down the toilet, down the tubes, because it's been too long on the job front. And so they have to get to pull yourself up and re-rack yourself differently. So the job deal will be absolutely part of what's delivered by so many of the speakers Tuesday all the way through the end with Romney's acceptance speech. He was off in New Hampshire practicing that speech, by the way. Will arrive in Tampa on Tuesday. And the word is from some good insiders, and it certainly has leaked out, I think, pretty much everywhere, that he's going to be a lot meaner when it comes to, and he's going to be meaner when it comes to Obama, when it comes to what hasn't happened. That his entire speech isn't going to be completely annihilating Obama, but it's going to talk a lot about the things that haven't happened in this country and how a change is needed to make those things happen. Otherwise, we'll get to the point of no return. There'll be a lot of doom. I understand there's going to be a lot of doom and gloom scenarios if we do this. We can create 12 million jobs, that kind of thing. Hey, speaking of jobs and getting involved, we've got a conversation coming up on the flip side with a Texas lawyer who's part of a group, a section of family law where they're doing just that. They're looking around at the resources and seeing that there's a missed connection. So you have people that are coming out of law school or lawyers who are looking for something to do who could, guess what, do pro bono, could get involved through a law firm even, through in pro bono, or certainly could be trained where they could help indigent people. You talk about the poor who don't have representation, who can't get good representation often because they go to legal clinics and there's not, somehow it's disconnected. And Texas could end up being could really end up being the forerunner in some pretty interesting things in the legal community in trying to help people who are indigent get through the system in a fair way and use people in the biz, lawyers who don't have a job. Imagine that. Using them, retraining them, and getting them on their feet, putting something on their resume that they can use ultimately to get a job. I think that's a win-win. That could work in a lot of industries. Hang with us. That's coming up on the flip side.
Hope. Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Of course, we are live in Tampa, Florida. Thank goodness the storms here anyway went away, but what a tropical storm it was. Just a few feet from the microphone, I'm telling you, I needed 5 raincoats. It was unbelievable. So coast to coast, all the nooks and crannies in between, people are concerned about Isaac, and of course, we're going to continue talking about that and what's happening with the RNC and what's going on, of course, with both campaigns, the polls, and all that sort of stuff. Joining us now in the wings is Diana Friedman. She is the chair of the family law section and a Dallas family lawyer who's here to talk about a very big problem and one that is near and dear to my heart coming from a family of lawyers who have talked about a similar thing in trying to address the problems of representation for people who are indigent. Diana, thanks for coming on ATN. We appreciate you hanging out with us.
Oh,
thank you, Kate. I'm happy to be here.
How big is, in Texas, how big is this problem? I mean, how underserved do you feel or have you seen the indigent folks are that need to get some kind of representation in family law especially?
Well, what our statistics show is that 80% of the people who qualify for legal aid are turned away because there aren't enough lawyers to provide services for them. So it's a huge problem. Four out of five people get turned away.
Ooh, four out of five. But see, I know this from talking to so many lawyers, not just in Texas, but in other states, that they feel as though there are lawyers that you can turn to. And there's this problem that we're having across the country with young lawyers. And I bet there's probably that problem in Texas, too. I mean, how many lawyers could you possibly mobilize, some of the younger lawyers who are trying to get work, to attack this problem, do you think?
Well, I think that's an area we've been looking into. The Texas State Bar is 90,000 lawyers, so we have a lot of lawyers. And with the economy in the shape that it's in right now, every year we're graduating, I don't know the exact numbers, but we're graduating thousands of law students who have become lawyers, pass the bar, have a law license, and they're having a very, very difficult time getting a job. And so it seems that this is two different problems we could match up. We have lawyers without jobs who need experience, and then we have poor people who can't afford to hire a lawyer. So this was we see this as a great opportunity to provide services for poor people who need lawyers, and then also help our young lawyers get experience so that they can eventually move on into the legal profession and get a job and have some family law experience under the belt.
Yeah, well, and that's terrific. Everybody talks about the resume, building the resume and having that, and what a great marriage that would be, so to speak. And with Texas Family Lawyers, from what I understand, and I've really checked on this too, hats off to you, because you have more pro bono services than I could shake a stick at, and I've turned over a bunch of rocks since we last talked, and I haven't been able to find anything quite like your section. You have to be proud of that, and I know that's something that you're also working on, right?
Yes, and we're very, very proud of our pro bono section, and I don't know of any other section of the bar in Texas or elsewhere that does anything quite like it. We put together a pro bono program where we go to small locales in Texas, and lawyers come and present a program to train people to take pro bono cases. And it's called $2,000 or free. You either pay $2,000 for the continuing education, or you can agree to take two pro bono cases, and it's free. And so we've had great success with that over the years. And our pro bono section just won an award for that from Access to Justice. And so we're very proud of that. And this year, we are going to expand that program to larger cities so that we can train more lawyers to take pro bono cases in the big cities. And we're also looking how to do that in the technology world, either doing it by webcast or on a DVD, so that lawyers in rural areas can get the same training and be able to take pro bono cases and not have to come to a major city to do it.
Yeah.
So we're very, very proud of this program.
Yeah, webcasting DVD, that's terrific. What a great idea that is. And so as you expand this to the larger cities and these medium cities and whatnot, in teaching these courses, who helps the lawyers? Who teaches the actual class, let's say? I'm going to call it a class for the lawyers who want to be part of the program.
These are family law lawyers in Texas, and many of them, they're members of our section. Our section has over 5,000 members. In fact, we've had a huge membership increase just in the last year. We're approaching 6,000 members, and our members volunteer to go do this, to go teach the classes, to train lawyers to do that. That they're on their own nickel, and that they travel to these locations and put on the CLE program for free.
What happens so often, because we started this, we talk about indigent people and how tough it is and how complex it can be when you've got any kind of a family law matter. I have a friend who's a mediator, and Diana Boyd, the things that she's told me, sometimes she walks away so sad just trying to help people who are trying to untangle a very difficult situation, because we know divorce for a lot of people, family law trying to help out is emotional and can often just be such a blow to a family, so debilitating for some people, when especially when you live in poverty. So when And now what's happening, of course, with a lot of people, they get handed a form and then they, you know, a form that they go into court and then they have to try to represent and there's some confusion there. And I know that's one of the things I believe that you're trying to untangle or help with as well. Am I right?
You are absolutely correct. A lot of people try to put say, well, let's make forms available and people can represent themselves. Mm. And the truth of the matter is they don't need a form. They need a lawyer to tell them how to go through the process. For example, one of the things that I see in my own practice is I have educated, intelligent people come in my office all the time who are not aware that of community property laws in Texas, and they don't know that their husband's retirement, if he earned it during the marriage, is half theirs. And they think they have no right to that whatsoever. And so even for, you know, even poor people, they will have some sort of property a lot of times, and there may very well be a retirement plan in the other spouse's name that they're entitled to half of, and they have no idea. So we're really trying to get past this form idea, because the form doesn't really help people. They need the actual legal advice from a lawyer. So we're trying to find new ways to make lawyers available to give the advice to help them through the process, because it is very complicated. And when there's children involved, it's even more complicated.
Yeah, no kidding. Sounds like you have a full plate. What for you, because this, I know this is personal to you, obviously, or you wouldn't give your time and wouldn't be the chair of the family law section in Dallas, and you've got your hands full with your own practice. What personally for you, Diana, what are you hoping happens with all of this?
What I'm hoping happens is that these statistics drop dramatically, and that we're not turning away 80% of the people who qualify for legal aid, and that we're able to match these people with lawyers, and they're able to get through a family law case, you know, whatever the issues are that they have, whether it's dealing with children or paternity or custody case or a divorce itself, that they're able to get the advice they need and get through the process. So oftentimes as lawyers, we're left to clean up the mess that was left behind by someone who tried to use a form that didn't know how to use it and created some sort of unintended consequences, and it's years later and we're trying to clean it up. Sometimes people lose custody of their kids or don't have contact with their children because they just didn't have the representation and didn't know what to do.
Yeah, and I can imagine some of these eager beavers, a lot of the people getting out of law school would love to have that opportunity. I can imagine as that gets presented more, I think that there'd be a lot of people, and I'm just thinking of people that I've met, but I'm thinking a lot of people would jump at that, and obviously you're thinking the same thing too, am I right?
Absolutely. And I'll tell you, and I would even go beyond that. It's not just new lawyers, but also our law schools have legal clinics.
Mm.
And some of the schools are doing that and some are not. But we would like to expand on that as well, because in the law school setting, you've got a supervisor and a mentor who can help them through the process. And so that way you can, you know, law students can gain that experience while they're in law school as well.
Yeah.
So there's lots of opportunities. There's lots of resources out there. The difficulty that we've had is the logistics of matching up the people who need the services with people who can provide it.
Yeah, what does that commercial say? It's logistics, something like that, right?
Right, that's exactly right.
Yeah, it's so true in every profession, I'm telling you. All right, so what a pleasure to get a chance to chat with you, Diana Freeman, chair of the family law section and a Dallas family attorney. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Thank you, Kate.
Thanks.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic
organic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.